Hey, greetings, Earthlings. Welcome to Hear the Gear with Bark.
What is up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Hear the Gear. Today, I've got a pretty cool one. I think it's a forgotten microphone. It is the Go XLR mic from TC Helicon. This came out a couple years ago. Usually runs about $200. I got really lucky and snagged this thing off of eBay for $50. 55 to be exact, I believe. But really cool microphone with a really cool mounting system with a really cool built-in pop filter. Well, kind of built-in. It attaches to the mic stand itself, the mount. But different changeable color rings, all that good stuff. Now, I am talking into it with the pop filter in place, and I am going to keep it in place because it is aesthetically part of the microphone. And I like when that happens because it kind of forces you to use the pop filter, which is typically a good thing. So, that being said, let's go ahead and do some tests on this $200 microphone. First off, plosives. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled pineapple pizza. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled pineapple pizza. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled pineapple pizza. Now I'm going to get my mouth really close to the pop filter. When you get right on top of the microphone, this is what it sounds like when you are really close. I'm still about an inch away because of the pop filter, but this is what it sounds like when you try to close mic it by licking all over the pop filter. Now we're going to go ahead and take the microphone, and we are going to go 90 degrees off axis rejection. 90 degrees is what we're at now. Now we're going to go 180 degrees off axis rejection. 90 degrees yet again, and then slowly back around to the front of the microphone. There we go. TC Helicon. Looks like it was really good off-axis rejection. Pretty excited about that. But yeah, this, I love how small it is. I love that it has a built-in pop filter. I would love to find a place in my carry bag for it, because I also, judging by some of the YouTube videos I've watched, it seems like it will sound pretty good. So yeah, it's an exciting, attractive package. That's what she said. At $169, $199, whatever they got it priced at now. But the fact that I got it for $50, really hoping I can integrate this into my normal workflow with podcasts and stuff like that. Hopefully. Dynamic mics are weird. Sometimes even when they're expensive, they sound like garbage. So the jury will be out until I go through and do my whole big roundup that I talked about in the last episode, which is comparing every dynamic mic, handheld-wise anyways, to the SM58 and finding out what that one handheld is to rule them all for the money. Obscure Not Mics, that's my YouTube channel. Yeah, Hear the Gear. I'll see you guys next time. Peace out.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Hear the Gear with Bark.